April 5th, the prayer of forgiveness. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Christ was mocked, betrayed, falsely accused, humiliated, unjustly trialed, cruelly beaten, and then nailed to two coarse wooden beams in the shape of a cross. Most of us would find it completely justified if Jesus had decided for his tormentors to be destroyed for their actions. Yet, in this unbearable moment of suffering found in Luke, Jesus prays the unthinkable, something that goes against our natural humanity. "Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." The word forgiveness means to cancel a debt, to be freed of an obligation, or to receive pardon. And who are the subjects of Christ's prayer here? The Roman soldiers hammering the nails through his flesh into the wood? The temple guards who arrested him in the garden? Was it Judas the betrayer, or maybe Herod, Pilate, or a false witness that led to his crucifixion? His disciples who ran? Or the crowd that was yelling for him to be crucified? Yes, this prayer was for all who were involved in his death, including you and me. Sin, yes, our own, caused the death of God's Son. But thanks be to Christ, he made the way for all to be forgiven and justified through his selfless, redemptive, sacrificial act. Most gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, may your name be forever praised and honored for your immeasurable love and abundant grace. I am unworthy, but through Christ you extend mercy and grace to a sinner like me. Thank you for forgiving me and welcoming me in as a child of God. Amen. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.